Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Acara kami menyediakan banyak bahasa. Silakan lihat suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Whatever happens in the astral level will spill over to our planet, to our world. Because if the hell people get more land and inch up in more the lower heaven, then that lower heaven will also lose some power. It's not just the territory, it's the power they lose.
Yes,
then they cannot bless or help humans as much.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Cheng Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Nisa Bula Vinaka. That's hello in the Fijian language. My name is Taimani. The Fijian people thank you for joining the vegan movement and extending your compassion to all the helpless animals. The Republic of Fiji is an island nation of approximately 330 islands in the South Pacific Ocean. Surrounded by over 10,000 square kilometers of vibrantly colored coral reef, this country has been named the soft coral capital of the world. Wildlife also flourishes on the islands, with protection offered to endangered species like the red-throated lorikeet and the Fijian crested iguana. The flora of Fiji is equally colorful and spectacular, with hundreds of plants that are found nowhere else in the world. Most famous of all is the brilliant red and white Tangimunia, which blooms only on the Fijian island of Taviuni. Suva is Fiji's capital and its largest city. This beautiful municipality has more than 75 parks. It also features Suva Municipal Market, offering a vast array of fruits, vegetables, and fresh juices. The ANZ Stadium, also located in Suva, is the main venue for Fiji's record-setting rugby teams. Fijians are very proud of their cultural heritage, along with traditional boat building, as well as fiber arts like masi and weaving. The traditional dance nike is also an important artistic expression in Fiji that tells stories through movement and song. It was a privilege to briefly introduce hospitable Fiji to you, generous viewers. We wish for heaven to grant you the gift of happiness and spiritual upliftment. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living fly distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Heart, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Wednesday, March 10, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Zhang Tuo, Part 8 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English, on March 10th, 2021.
Many people went to that nightclub anyway. There were two sides. They say, whoever is who, I'll sit on the other side, where the prince normally sits. And whoever is not who, sit on the other side, which is my side. I didn't know anyway, but they just arranged there, I sat there. I like to sit there also because in the garden, I hear the water running from a small fountain and the lake, yes. I sat there and then he came and we introduced each other and all that stuff. All right, and then so... Why did I say that again? Okay, just talk about the girl. Just told me that she went there in the club. And she was with other friends. She didn't say girls or boys, but a group more than just her, you know. And then they already kind of had one too many drinks. Okay, that's what she told me. Already drunk. And the prince just came out or leaving or going out of that area. You know, maybe he was leaving to go somewhere. And then the girl behind her pushed her towards the prince. Just pushed her to him. Maybe she was kind of adoring him or talking about him or something like that. So they just pushed her towards him. And then she just bumped into him and she, of course, had to hold him. You know, the fall like that, yeah?
Yes.
She had to hold on to him and then she just kissed him. On the lips. French kiss. Real kiss. Not just on the lips, but you know where, right? Not just the lips, but something else behind the lips as well. French kiss. But they were French. They don't mess about. When they kiss, they really kiss. All opened. Anyway. And the prince is so friendly, as you know he is, yeah? He kissed her back. Fine, good. And after that, you know, they became friends, okay? The French friends, yeah, intimate friends also. So he visited her sometimes and all that, and she drove him around sometimes like that. You know, they're having some good time together only. She doesn't use him for anything, and it's just like a simple relationship. The point I want to tell you is that I never heard that Prince Albert has sued or filed a lawsuit to accuse her of sexual molestation.
Yes, Master.
Yeah. If any woman does that to a man, I don't think a man would sue them. Have you ever heard any man sue a woman for molesting him?
No.
Or how do you say, sexual harassment?
No.
Seldom, huh?
Yes.
No, me, I never heard about it. So that is even true, really, just outright, right there. She really kissed him. Before that, she did not talk to him, did not have any contact with him or nothing. I just kissed him like that. But she was drunk anyway, and he maybe was also drunk, and oh, who cares? In France, they don't care too much. In Monaco, also less. And in Monaco, they respect women. So whatever woman wants is law. there's not too much paparazzi there, very little. It's forbidden. Paparazzi is forbidden. Yes, to report such things. And of course, Prince Albert is too polite, you know, too gallant, too respectful to woman in order to sue her. He didn't sue her, and he just befriended her. Okay. Now, because Princess Grace of Monaco, she propagated respectful women in Monaco since she went there. So in Monaco, a woman is very, very high status. You cannot do anything wrong to a woman. You'll be finito. Go to jail and all that. Even. Now you know, huh? Lucky she's a woman and kiss the prince as a man. If the other way around, maybe it's a problem.
Yes.
But I don't think they do that in Monaco. So you see the difference, huh?
Yes, Master.
If a woman kiss a man outright like that before, not even a forward or no warning, nothing, and then they become friends even. Nobody said anything. And I heard that firsthand from her. And later they parted, but also no big deal, friends, no problem. Nothing more afterwards.
Yes, ma'am.
So even then, really kiss outright like that, a French kiss, and no problem, in front of everybody, in front of the public. So in the case of the Governor Cuomo, he didn't seem to do anything much like that even. Nothing happened afterward as well. So I don't know why they want to kick him out.
Yes,
so if it's not the influence of demons, then what then? There's no logic, is there? Yeah?
No.
Yeah. After all, they all know he's a good governor, been voted 3 times by millions of people. And that is the public adoration, trust.
Yes.
So even just a few allegations like that, I don't think they should fire him at all. About the COVID, maybe he made mistakes or his administration made that mistake, but they make it everywhere. Similar cases about COVID everywhere, because it was so blurred, the line between the COVID and the flu or headache or other things, common cold before at that time. They just didn't know how to deal with it. That's all. I told you they are not medical experts. No more questions, huh? Oh, yes? Yes or no?
I have another question, Master.
Tell me.
Well, Master talked about war causing the hell gates to open. Master mentioned before the wars in the astral levels. So is there something that opens there as well, or does it leak down to the earth?
The war from the astral levels?
Yes, Master talked about the astral level kingdoms.
Oh, and then it is spilled down to the earth?
Yes, Master.
Of course, it does affect our earth also. But it depends on our karma. If we are good and virtuous as the whole planet or the majority, then that will not spill over to our planet. But as you know, our planet is not in good shape. People are not in good moral stability. So, of course, whatever happens in the astral level will spill over to our planet, to our world. Because if the hell people get more land and inch up in more the lower heaven, then that lower heaven will also lose some power. It's not just the territory, it's the power they lose.
Yes, ma'am.
Then they cannot bless or help humans as much. That is why. It's not just about the territory. Huh? You understand now?
Yes, Master.
It's just like the recent war in Nagorno-Karabakh. So that means the people in that region had to be refugees somewhere else in their own country. As they had nowhere to go, they just run, and then maybe the government has to help them somehow. And then at the same time, it's very chaotic in their country, in the government, in the presidential office or the prime minister's office, because people also blame him for surrendering to the other country's policy or war. Because of that, then he will be too busy with all that, or occupy, or absent-minded. He cannot help his country that much. He cannot continue his routine work as a prime minister. People want him out, and people protest on the street, and the opposition rose up, etc., etc.
Yes, Master.
And then the people who are refugees may not be able to be helped as efficiently or sufficiently as if the prime minister's office has no problems, like they had recently after the war, because the prime minister ordered the surrender, because he was concerned about the soldiers' deaths, too many deaths already, just in a few weeks. You understand? Because they were not prepared for war. The other countries just attacked them. They were not prepared. The Armenia is not like the richest country in Europe or in the world, and they normally had peace for all this time. So nobody was prepared in the heart or physically to deal with sudden war. And then the aftermath effect that affected the country's top leaders' office and government. You see it now?
Yes, Master.
War is terrible. Nobody should ever start any. But if the prime minister did not order to withdraw and let the other country win, then there would be more bloodshed. More people would die.
Yes, Master.
And the other country is stronger, more equipped by a third party who want to cause trouble also. People have nothing to do except to go and make trouble and bloodshed like that. I blame these people. I blame the people behind the war. I blame the people who decide the war. I don't blame the Prime Minister of Armenia. That's why I gave him the Shining World Leadership Award for peace. Did I not?
Yes, Master.
Yes, you see what I'm saying now?
Yes, Master.
Nobody should blame him. He's a man of peace. Of course, if he continued to fight the war, people would say, oh, he's a hero and all that. But at the cost of what? And not necessarily that he will win ever, because his armies is not able to stand up to the other country, to the aggressor country. They already prepared, they already had strategy and everything. And Armenia is not very strong and not very rich country, at least not army-wise. So if it continues on, more Armenians will die. Everybody can see that. You don't have to ask me. You don't have to listen to me in order to believe that. You can see their size or their economic situation. I was there. The country was not all that rich and powerful.
Yes.
Not even average. Excuse me. I say that not as the offense, but as sympathy and as a true observer. When I was there in Armenia's capital, I went around for some charity work. So it's true like that.
Yes,
but why did I talk about this? Oh, because you asked me about the war from astral level, right?
Yes, Master.
kind viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Zhang Tuo, Part 8 of 13, On Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age, Part 140, The Return of the King, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. In the spirit of true compassion, may you find great joy in giving.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.